We are learning with Sechlis Sanhedrin, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Dalad Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Dine Momonois B'Shloisho, like we learned already in the Mishnah, when it comes to Dine Momonois, need three Dayanim. But Zokta Gemara, M'hoya Mumcha L'Rabim, if there was a single Rav who was a Mumcha L'Rabim, Don Afil Yechidi, he could paskin even alone. Now, what does it mean, a mumchel rabim? So the Rosh Rebbe brings down from one of the Ga'inim that it means someone, first of all, who's big Talmud Chacham. He also has a lot of experience paskening Dinei Torah, and everyone accepts him already. He's a long time dayan, so he's called a mumchel rabim. He could don a fil yechidi. Rashi explains that going according to Man Yama holds in ear of parashas k'sivkan. There's no ear of parashas, which means that even with the raisa, but tzedek tishvat ha'masecha, one's enough. It was only, they made a takana, you should have three. But for Mumchel Rabim, they relax the takana, you can use one. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos actually, Mil Tosfos Rashi V'im, Mil says, L'chein Erli, the fill a man, the boy, Gimel Mumchel Midarai, said, the Kanta the Rabban, he the Yachid Mumchel Rabim, don't have Filichidi. It's takana Rabban, not the Tinel Dallas, very loving, that even one mumchah could do it also, and even though with the rice they need three. So as long as Rashi tells you exactly how to learn this heta mumchah l'rabim. Omer Rav Nachman, going on, no, don din amamas miyachidi. Someone like me, Rav Nachman says, who is a mumchah l'rabim, who is accepted by all, he could paskin din amamas miyachid. Going on, no, don din amamas miyachid. So by Lahu, there was something else special about Rav Nachman and Rav Chia, because they had rishus from the Reish Galusa, or if it was in that was in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael, he had rishus from the Melech to the Paskin. So Shaila is when you say a Mumcha Rab, is it enough to be just that he has experience and he's big time Chacham, or you also need rishus? Does it mean that you need all three things? You need to be able to learn and stand svaris, and also have rishus. Have a loy naka rishusa, dina loy dina. But if he doesn't have rishus, then his din is not binding. Or maybe, as long as he's a mumchel rabim, even though he doesn't have rishus, dina, his din is binding. So what was the right? Toshima, the mazut shabreit Rav Nachman, don dina v'taha. He paskin the din taira, and he made a mistake. And we'll see later on that vav handles what a mistake means exactly. It means a mistake in shikul hadas. Made a mistake. Also, come to Rav Yosef, Amalei, Im Kibluch Alayu, if they will mekabel, you, and they will mekabel that they're going to listen to whatever you say, Lois Hashem, you don't have to pay. V'loi, but if they just hired you as a dayan, they didn't say specifically they're going to mekabel anything you say, Zil Shlim, you have to pay for your mistake. But what do you see? Why don't you say Hodadina? Say the whole thing is a mistake, and whoever got the money, give it back. Why don't you say Hodadina? Shvami Noki, Loi Noki Rashusi, even at Rashus, Dinei, Dino, Shvami No. You see that Dino loy hodor. Because here's a person who didn't have Rishus. This Mazut Rabbeinu Rav Nachman did not have Rishus, but he was a Gemir of a Severna. And they were Makabal, but Lemaisa Mumcha L'Rabim is Dona Fil Yechidi. So therefore the Din is binding, but the halach is if a Dai makes a mistake, he has to pay. There's always two things that can happen when you make a mistake. Either the whole thing is bottle, or it's Kayam, but you just have to pay. So here we're saying that it's Kayim, you have to pay because you don't have Rishus, and they weren't Makabal either, therefore you have to pay for it, but the Dine is Din. So you see, even though you don't have Rishus, still the Psak Halacha is a Psak Halacha. Shema Mina. Omer Rav, Hayman the boy Lemeidan Dino, V'itam boy Lemiftar, someone wants to pass a Din, and he also wants to be a potter if he makes a mistake. So I just want to point out that more that Vav says that if someone makes a toyev d'vav mishnah, the whole din is chayzer bechlal. Nothing to do with like rishus, not rishus. If the guy makes a complete mistake, he like misses the boat legamri. So first mishnah like that's called toyev d'vav mishnah. Then the whole din is bottled, no matter who he is. Here we're handling was a mistake in shikul hadas. It means there was really a machloekis tanoim about this, and we passed him one way, and he passed it the other way. So that's also a mistake, but it's not a toyev d'vav mishnah. It's not something that like it's obviously wrong. And there, you have to pay from the pocket. You want a pot to be part of him paying if you have rishus from the Bei Reish Galusa. So hayim on the boy lemeidin dina v'itoyim boy lifter lishko rishus of Bei Reish Galusa. Let him get rishus from the Reish Galusa. V'chein am a small lishko rishus of Bei Reish Galusa. Small is the same thing. You take rishus from the Reish Galusa, then you'll be potter to pay. Now what are we talking about here? We're talking about a yachid mumcha or not. So the Rama, I'll read you his lashon. He says, "V'hanimili." He first brings down from the Bali Tosfos. He says, "V'hanimili biyachid mumcha, av biyachid she'ena mumcha loy mehan yalei reshu selam efturei." Doesn't help. That's it. Says zudas bal halachas v'loy nirum medavrina hay man. It's not anyone, and therefore he holds shmarino da kuli amakoi v'afikav lo have a mumcha. If you have reshus from the Reish Glusha to the Paskins, then you're potter from any mistakes in Shikul Hadas. Now the shaila is, how far does your Rishus help? Does it help around the whole world or not? So the Gemara says like this, Pshita Mahacha L'Hacha, which means here in Bavel, if you have Rishus from Reish Glusha, obviously you can Paskin in the whole Bavel and you're potter from paying if you make a mistake in Shikul Hadas. Umehasam L'Hasam, if you have Smicha in Eretz, you know, Rishus in Eretz Yisrael to Paskin from the king there, from the rulers there, so mahasam lahasam also there will help for there. Umehacha lahasam also mahani. If you have a rishus in Bavel, that helps even for Eretz Yisrael, because rishus in Bavel is the best rishus possible. The question is, mehacha lahasam most mahani. Dehacha shevet, mahasam mechaykik. Because here the pasuk calls the ruler a shevet, and there in Eretz Yisrael called mechaykik. In the Talmud and the Braisa, it says in the pasuk, Lo Yosu Yeshevet is in Pasuk in Parashat Vayechi in Berchas Yaakov. Lo Yosu Yeshevet Mi Yehuda Umechoykek Mi Bein Raglov Ad Ki Yova Yishiloi V'lo Yikas Adam. That's a Pasuk in Parashat Vayechi. And we dash like this. Lo Yosu Yeshevet Mi Yehuda Eil Rosh Yigali Yishim Bavel. Sheroi Dimei Shob Yeshevet. The Rosh Yigali Yishim Bavel called Shevet. Why? Because they have the power to rule with the Shevet. They have the power of Hefkin Bez and Hefkin, and they can rule with the Shevet. The Bnei Bavel Shel Hillel were the Nesiim in Eretz Yisrael, so they're called Mechaykek, and they don't have the same power as a Shevet. So therefore, if you have the power of a Shevet, which means you get Rishus from the Reish Galusa in Bavel, then of course you can Paskin in Eretz Yisrael. The question is, if you have Rishus in Eretz Yisrael, could you Paskin in Bavel and get that Rishus that you potter if you make a mistake? Do you have that power or not? Because as we're saying, the Rishus in Bavel is more chashuv than Rishus in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, does Mahasav Halacha work or not, legabe having Rishus to be potter from a mistake? My Toshima, the Rabba Bar Chana, not to be confused with Rabba Bar Bar Chana, we'll speak that out a little later on, but Rabba Bar Chana, the Rabba son of Chana, Don Dino V'Ta'o, and he had smicha in Eretz Yisrael, and he was paskin of Halacha in Bavel. He had Rishus in Eretz Yisrael, and he passed in the Bavel. He moved to Bavel, and he passed in over there. So he donned the din, but totally made a mistake. Also, came to Rav Chiya, went to ask Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya was in Eretz Yisrael. Omalei, ikablucha alayu, if the Bali din, when we kabel you, loy sasham, you don't have to pay. V'loy, if not, zil shlim, you have to pay. I have a rabbi b'achanam shusav nokid. He had Rishus from the Nasim in Eretz Yisrael, why shouldn't it help? They should be part of paying. So you see that Rishus in Eretz Yisrael does not help for Bavel. Chayzadin is only by a Toyvat Vamishnah. Only by when it's a mistake, Chayzadin. We said before already, even without Rishus, but first, Gemara before, Gemara said, Vayalhu, that Don Yechid without Rishus, is it working out? Gemara said it works. You just have to pay. It works without Rishus. That's the Gemara said before, by the Vayalhu. The top of the Amos says, the Bayalu, going another Gemara means Avnokor Shusa, Lang Shusa, Dina Ledina, or not. And the Mark comes out, the Shmami Noah, Ki Loy Nokor Shusa, Dina Edina. Mark says, it is then. If long as you're a Mumchel Rabbim, it works. And he was a Mumchel Rabbim, Avad, he even had a Shusa in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't have a Shusa in Bavel, therefore he still has to pay. So, Shmami Noah, yeah, so that's what we see, that Mahasam Lacha doesn't work. Bring more of Lemahani, it doesn't work. But Rabbi Rav Huna, there's someone else, Rabbi Rav Huna, Kevin Minzi Bahad Reish Galusa, he used to fight with the Reish Galusa. Whenever he had a fight with them in Bavel, he used to tell the Reish Galusa, I don't need you. I'm a lav minaychu nekita reshusa. I didn't get reshusa from you to Paskin. Nekita reshusa ma'ava mori. I got reshusa by a father, which is Rav Huna. Mori got it from a Rav. V'rav mirav chia. V'rav chia mirabi. And all these gedolim were in Eretz Yisrael. Rav, Rav chia, Rabbi, all in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, that Rishus helps. He was telling Rishus, I don't need your Rishus, I have better Rishus. I have Rishus from my father who got it from Rebbe. But Rabbeinu HaKadosh was in Eretz Yisrael. And was saying that's not as good smicha as the smicha of Bavel. So tomorrow, Mosul Da'amu Da'aykum Lu. He was trying to hack a China with Reish Galusa, but Lav Dafko is a good taina. So if it doesn't work anyway, so what was the point of Rabbi Baruch Hanna getting Rishus when he went to Bavel? It doesn't help anyway. When he was moving to Babel, he got this reshus. What was the negay for him? It doesn't work anyway. So there were some cities in Babel that were near the border. And the ones that were in Oim de Malagulum that were on the border, so they're Nimshach Ach Eretz Yisrael, and they have the Loch of Eretz Yisrael. If you have reshus there, it will work. It will work in order that you won't be a potter if you make a mistake in Shikul Hadas. Now, what was the story with the reshus? My reshusa. What was the reshus that Rabbah Bar Chana got? My reshusa. Kevinokas Rabbah Bar Chana Bavel. Rabbah Chana was about to move to Bavel to get a stellar. He's become a Rav there. So Amalei Rav Chia le Rebbe. So Rav Chia told Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Ben Achi Yared B'Bavel. My nephew is moving to Bavel. How is it his nephew? Rav Chia's brother was Chana. That was his brother. It's really right pronounced as Chana. But it was Chana. It was his brother. Chana was that was his brother, and his son was Rava. So he says, my nephew tells Rebbe, my nephew is going to Bavel. You know, he wants to paskin Yaira. Could he paskin Yaredaya? Could he paskin Issevaheter? Yaira says Yaira. Yeah, he could paskin Yodin. Could he paskin Dinamamunus? Yodin. Yeah, says yeah, he could paskin Dinamamunus. We'll see why you needed Rishus to paskin Yaredaya. Heard that's just Issevaheter when you're Rishus. We'll see anything more about that. But Yodin. Yate Bechairis, could you mate Bechairis? The halacha is that Bezman Azeb, every Bechar that's born to a behema is Kaddish. The problem is you can't bring a carbon. So what do? You have to wait to get some mum. Now, imagine you have a Kayin, you give him a present, a behema. It's a Gevaldika present, but it's not such a Gevaldika present. Why? The thing has Kedusha, and you can't plow with it. You have to feed it and take care of it. And you're dying to get a mum, because you get a mum, then you get shechted and sell it to Prime Grill for big money. So, how you can sell it, but you let it sell it privately. It doesn't have Kedusha once it has a mum. And you let it eat it, you let it sell it at a restaurant. Can't sell it in Itlis, but you could... You can make money off it. So the kohen is dying for it to get a mum. That's what it really, really wants, to get a mum. So therefore, it's a big shiloh, what's a mum or not? So you have to bring it to a rav to say, is this a mum or not? You have to be a bekias. Or besides the point, the Gemara of the Masechta says, in Bukhari Sambeya says, they have to make sure the kohen didn't do it himself. But in any case, you have to see if it's a mum kavua or not. Because that's where you need a special heter for that. So they asked him, could he be matir b'chayres? So he says, yatir. Ki avinoches, that was Rabba Bar Chana's smicha. He had a smicha, yoyra, yoyra, yodin, yodin, yatir, yatir. Ki avinoches, Rabba Bavel, omalei Rav Chia, when he went to, when Rav was going to Bavel, Rav was also Rav Chia's nephew. Omalei, Rav's father's name was Avai, also another brother. So when Rav was going to Bavel, Omalei Rav Chia Rebbe, Ben Achoisi, the son of my sister, he doesn't say Ben Achis, he's Ben Achoisi, Yoyra the Bavel, Yoyra, could he paskin Issevaheter? Yoyra, yes. Yodin. Yate Bechairis, Al Yate. So no, he can't bant the Bechairis. So now, tomorrow's question, and we'll see why exactly soon. That was his smicha. Tomorrow's going back to what was their reshus of the paskin. So Mora has a question. Maishton Lamar, the Kakari ben Achi, why do we call Rabba Bar Chana ben Achi? And Maishton Lamar, why Rav the Kakari ben Achaisi? They're both ben Achi. B'chitem Hachi Abba Maisa, that was punk the story, that he was a ben Achi and not a ben, he was a ben Achaisi and not a ben Achi. It's not true. V'omar, Evoi v'chana v'shila u'marta v'rebi chia kul b'nei Abba Bar Achal karshlo m'kafri. They're all brothers. The five brothers here. It's Avai, Chana, Shila, Marsa, and Rav Chia were all brothers. They're all the sons of Abba Ba'acha, Karsla, Makafri, from a place called Kafri. They were all brothers. So they were all nephews to the brother. Why did Rav Chia call Rav Ben Achoisi? Zokta Gemara, Rav is Barachua, the Abba Ba'achse. Rav Chia had a sister from his mother's side and was not related to Rav. And Rav was also the daughter of that sister because Avai married Rav Chia's sister. So therefore, so Rav was a nephew two ways, through the sister, through Rav Chia's sister, Rav Chia's brother. Rav Bar Chana Bar Chud La Bar Achse is only a nephew through a brother, not through a sister. That's one pshat why we called Rav Ben Achoise. The Beis have another pshat on Heim Beis Al Shem Chachmasoi because of his Chachma. Ksiv Emar LeChachma Achoise At. Say Chachma Achoise, my sister. So therefore, we called him a. Ben Achoisi just means that he's a big Chacham, like we call Chacham Achoisi. So Rav was a big Chacham That's why Rav Chia called Rav Ben Achazi.